friends, Brody, to come up and read for you the Christmas story. This is little Brody Barr, a brand new friend. Never heard him sing or speak or read, but he has the love of Jesus all over his face, doesn't he? Isn't that precious? Thank you, little man. That right there, all right? Here you go.
At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census would be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinus was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for the census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who is now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time for the baby had to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there's no lodging available for them. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph. There was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone about what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It's just as the angel had told them.
Good job, little man. Give me five. Good job. What a good boy. What a good boy. Well, tomorrow's the day. Kids, are you excited? Yeah. Particularly back there. All right. Are you going to get some gifts? If you're expecting gifts, get gifts. Kids, let me see your hands. Yeah. Oh, some big kids in there, too. All right. Are you going to get something special tomorrow, you hope? Yeah, I sure hope so. It is a time for giving great gifts. My wife, Marcia, surprised me this year. She said, "I think this year, why don't we just give each other something practical?" I thought, that sounds good. I said, "What did you have in mind?" She said, "Socks and diamonds." Guess who got the socks? Well, there are going to be some great gifts tomorrow, no doubt. And I was thinking, you know, the best Christmas gifts are the ones that last for a long time, not just the first week or the first month and when they break and we give them away. How about some that last for years and years and years? Do some of you have some gifts that you've had for a long time? One of my favorite Christmas gifts of all time was a catcher's mitt. My dad gave it to me when I was 8 years old, and it was an awesome catcher's mitt. It was very valuable for our family. We didn't have that kind of money. But I played catcher, and that thing was so cool. I knew I just had the best catcher's mitt that money could buy, and I got to play in Busch Stadium that next year where the Cardinals play when I was 9 years old, and with that mitt. And I still have that catcher's mitt, and it has been a long time, but it really, really is valuable because I remember that catcher's mitt, when I got it, and where I've played ball with that mitt. I hope you have something that from Christmas you can remember and last for you that long. Mary did. the mother of Jesus, she certainly got a gift that Christmas morning that has lasted a long time, and the Bible says that baby will last forever. He is the King of Kings who is immortal, and he is her Savior, not just her son, and will be her Savior and Lord also forever and ever. But as I thought about Mary's first Christmas, I thought it couldn't have been the easiest of Christmases. Here she was. That year, her plan was just to get married. Marry this guy named Joseph, have a wedding, have family, and just have a good life. And then the angel showed up and told her that everything is changed, Mary. So think of that first year that she had. Think of how wonderful it was to begin hearing these things about her son. First of all, Gabriel, the angel, come and said, you're going to have a boy. It's going to be God. Then, after she has this baby, the shepherds come. And they said, boy, angels appeared to us, and there was angels all over the sky. Millions of them. And they were singing. And by the way, you and I, because we know Jesus and we're going to heaven, we're going to get to see all those angels ourselves. Won't that be cool? I won't forget that view, I'm certain. So she was probably trying to process a lot of things, and the scripture even said that when the shepherds came and said, Mary, all the angels said came, and you're going to have this boy, and he's going to be the Son of God and glory in the highest, the Bible says that she kept all these things in her heart. And it said she thought about them often. I'm sure that Mary didn't quite get everything that was going on here. I'm sure she didn't understand all the ramifications that she's having a baby and he is God. And so the Bible says that everyone was astonished. That means it was hard for their minds to even get a grasp on it, but Mary, it said, kept these things in her heart and thought about them often. And today I would tell you that Mary still thinks about these things. That's a great Christmas. When you have that kind of memory, that kind of experience, that you can think about it for a long, long time. That's a lot of what Christmas is about. That tomorrow you and your families, your moms and your dads, all your sons and daughters can have an experience and make a memory that you will remember. So parents, what do you think matters the most to you about tomorrow? What's the one memory maybe you might make tomorrow that you'd like to make and keep in your mind and keep it in your heart for a long time? What matters the most to you tomorrow? Some might say, you know, I've had a pretty good year. It's been a good year for our family. We have a lot to be thankful for. The Lord has blessed us in many ways. And some might even say, you know, it's not been a good year for us. Been a bad year. In fact, I'd like to get 2019 behind me and as far away as I can. Think about Mary and Joseph for just a moment. What was that first Christmas like for them? Like I said, they were just planning on getting married and have a wonderful life and a wonderful family. They wound up having this baby, and it was not while they were on vacation. They were not doing a timeshare tour in Branson when the baby showed up. In fact, the Bible says that they had to make this road trip. They had to travel on that holiday, wound up being Christmas, because of a census. The government, the Roman government, said, I want to have a census of everybody. You know what that is? That's where everybody had to register. Everybody had to show up, like the county courthouse or somewhere like that, and sign their name and tell them who's in their family. And you know what it was for? Taxes. It was so the government, the Roman government, had a record of all their taxes. Think about this week for them and that day for them. They're having to make this trip, and you know how hard it is to travel on a holiday. They were going through this rotten experience just to pay taxes, and then they had an emergency. How many of you have had an emergency when you were taking a road trip? You had to stop because someone got sick, someone had to go to the bathroom. Who in this house ever had to stop in the middle of a trip and have an emergency baby? Anybody? They did. Oh, you did? Oh, you started labor. Wow. Rachel was born on Christmas Eve. He was born when? Christmas Day. Well, Merry Christmas. He grew up. Wow. All right. But Mary and Joseph are about to have a baby. And they can't go to urgent care. They can't go to Mercy or St. John's or Cox. They have to find a roof over their head. Think about this. She's in labor. Joseph's got a look that most dads, most husbands would have on their face. I don't have a clue what to do. And she probably says, stop there, and ask them if they've got room. And there was no room. All they had was a place in the barn, in the stable for them. She has this baby, and her mom is not there to help. Nobody there to help. Who's going to deliver this baby? Joseph? And maybe the people that ran this hotel? And she has this baby, and the only thing she can do for this baby is put it in a manger. We talked about that this last Sunday. She put it up in a manger where cows would be licking and eating. We said, though, but that was the best she could do. She couldn't put him on the ground. Mom and Dad had to sleep on the ground. They gave Jesus the best they could that night. And so what a first Christmas that was for them. But behind the story, there is this wonderful story that God has come to man so that we might have peace with God and peace with others. I picture and I remember what the angel said. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill to men in whom he is well pleased. I encourage you tomorrow, moms and dads, that you first think about that we have peace in our home. We have the glory of God in our home. Why? Because he is pleased with us. He gave us his favor. And so I would suggest tomorrow you do something that we do at our house. It's one of the regular experiences that we do. It'll be a memory for us. Before we open gifts, we open up the Bible and have someone read Luke chapter 2, the Christmas story. We talk about it, and we remind our children, this is the thing that we can be happiest about tonight. I pray that tonight, that as the candles come, and the band, you guys can go ahead and get ready. The candle lighters can go ahead and come. I'm going to pray that tonight, we do this every year, and every year there's a thought behind it. Why are we doing this? And to this year, when you lift your candle, I would ask you to do this. Say, Lord, I've got good things in my heart, just like Mary. I'm treasuring things in my heart. I am remembering the many good things that you have done for us. When you lift your candle tonight, do that in mind. And then we keep thinking on those things that are in your heart. Again, y'all the candle lighters? Okay. All right, very good. Whoa, that went hot, didn't it? Sorry about that.
I'll try this side.
Oh, that didn't work. And then one last thing. Maybe tonight, and I always ask this, I wouldn't be much of a friend if I didn't ask you this. I'm asking you to have Jesus in your heart and to remember him and all the many good things that he has done for you. Maybe tonight you would say, I don't have Jesus in my heart yet, but tonight is a good night for me to start. Tonight, I want to ask God to come into my life and save me. I want to ask God to forgive me my sins. I see that the baby came for me. And I want to receive the salvation that Jesus brought so that I can ponder him and keep him in my heart and think about him. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to let you pray with me and say, God, tonight is a night. Tonight, I want to ask you to be my Savior. Let's bow our head And if you want Jesus to come into your heart, you say this prayer with me. Dear Lord, on Christmas Eve, I receive you as my Savior. I need you in my heart. I open my heart and make room for you. I ask you to forgive me my sins. I don't want to do another Christmas without you. It's time for me to ask Jesus to save me. It's time for me to make this change in my life. And I want to do it tonight. I receive you now by faith. I believe you. I want to learn to love you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Candle lighters, okay now. You can go ahead and come. We've never set anybody on fire in 15 years, but please be careful.